I'm Philip Semple, PLCD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 11/15/2025. The patient is for Carrie Wallace. Wallace spells W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Carrie spells C-A-R-R-I-E. Date of birth is 06/02/1971. This is a 54-year-old female. Here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Ms. Carrie has a history of opioid use disorder, depression. Is on Suboxone is here for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, she states. Since the last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says she has no complaints during this paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period, next paragraph. Review systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period, next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented. No acute distress, vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is 97% of room air, blood pressure is 134/91, pulse is 111, open parentheses, this is chronic. Patient comes frequently with tachycardic. She had an extensive evaluation by a cardiologist because of this and was given a clean bill of health. Next line. Respiration 18, temperature 98.3, pre-nest paragraph, HENT normal, this paragraph, neck fluid range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, pre-nest paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, pre-nest paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmur, no peripheral edema or stenosis, pre-nest paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, no obvious, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Pure. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. No discomfort, range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Next paragraph. Neuro alert, oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Assessment number two is medication refill. Number three is depression. Number four is peripheral edema, period. On peripheral edema, patient says she works as a hairstylist and is on her feet for a prolonged period of time. She says when she finishes during the day, when she goes home, her legs are heavy and swollen. Says she will elevate it, then the swelling goes down. She's requesting some Lasix to help with fluid retention, period. And she was advised that she must eat a banana once a day when taking Lasix because it can deplete her potassium, and banana is a good source of potassium, period. Next paragraph, patient's medications were refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film, she would take 1 film SL, a BID for 30 days, number 60. Next medication, furosemide 20 milligrams, 1 POQAM. For 9 days, number 90. Next medication, levothyroxine 50 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90. Next medication, venlafaxine 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. End of the patient.